What's up, Logan? How are you, sir?
I
missed you too, sir. Missed you terribly. Want to recognize the Stanlands. The Stanlands are in the house tonight. Y'all give it up for Stanlands. They're down there at Mill Creek killing it. Just killing it, aren't you, sir? Doing a great job. Also tonight. Woo! Golly, did you wear your seatbelt?
No.
You did not. Good, because Dr. Egan's not going to want you to have one on. He's going to want to take it off. Anyway, if you did wear a seatbelt, take it off. Take it off right now. Get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it is my honor, nay, my privilege to present to you Dr. Egan Falk, all the way from Tanzania by way of
I want to put you in my suitcase and take you with me home.
Let's go.
Presenting me everywhere. You're the best. You're number one. You're in trouble. Thank you for having us Wednesday night in Minden. It's always a joy to come to Minden and see you all. Amen?
Amen.
And Wednesday night could be the best night.
Absolutely.
Of all the nights. I believe God is supernatural.
Yes.
But God's supernatural is His natural. Everything for Him is possible.
Amen. Amen.
Absolute everything. So when I read, I call it the book. This one is green. I have another one red. I have another one black. Doesn't matter what color it is. It's the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God. Everything about God is not normal. It's abnormal. That's why He's God. Just think about the creation. That's not normal. Not normal. God spoke, and it happened. I'm so blessed to be called a preacher. I love the worship. Don't get me wrong. But the book is telling me that God have decided to save the world through the preaching of the gospel. So I'm in a good business. And all of us can be in that kind of good business. Amen. So, God can change everything. I mean, this afternoon I was preparing myself and then it dawned on me, I'm not 30 years old anymore. 28. And some months. And if you live long enough, you get old like me. But I don't like to use the word old. Because I'm young. Because I have a different spirit. When you got born again, you got the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit inside you. And that spirit will never get old. God is from eternity until eternity. So I'm not going to die. You look at me. I'm not going to die. I can't die. I will not die. I mean, I'm not talking about the body, the flesh will disappear, but I'm not just a flesh. I'm born again spirit. That Holy Spirit which rose Jesus from the death lives inside you and me because we are born again. We have hope, we have future, we have victory. Amen? But you know, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. I'll try this again. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. So this afternoon I was reading in the book, Psalm 92, 14. This is not my message, but I'm just encouraging myself before I'm going to preach. They shall still bear fruit, talking about the elderly people, in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. And you're not happy?
Amen.
Now, none of you are old. maybe some here over here. Let me join the club. So, in old age, we can be fresh. Amen? In Proverbs 16:31, the silver-haired head is a crown of glory. I mean, it's in the book. You might not believe it, but it's in the book. And it's the word of God. So I'm not coloring my hair. No, I'm not. Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age, I am he. And even to gray hairs, I will carry you. Psalm 37. I have been young. And now, I'm not that old, but yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, not his descendants begging for bread. It's not over. It's not over. It's not done. Amen? Amen? I don't know in U.S., but I know in Europe, when you reach a certain age, you have to retire. And they will force you to retire. But if people want to or try to talk to me or force me to retire, I ask for exemption from God not to be a Christian because I want to fight them. You know, when I visit Europe and I visit Denmark and I meet my old friends, they're the same age as me and some are younger than me, I'm shocked. I'm not talking about anybody here, but they look so old. They dress so old. They walk so old. They speak so old. Everything is so old. And if you just push them, they will go over and die. It's not over. It's not over. I mean, I'm so encouraged. Moses, he was 80 years old. He made a lot of mistakes. Anybody sometimes made some mistakes? No. You're in trouble. You're in real trouble tonight. Even after getting saved, born again, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and praying in tongues, have you ever made some mistakes? It happens. It happens. It happens. Because we are human beings. It happens. But God is still the same. Even if we make mistakes. And God, he still has plans for our life. I mean, it's for me, it's so amazing. God knows about you and me. Amen. And I want to show you a picture tonight. If you can get up the picture, it's number 9. I will tell you. Oh, there it is. oh, I like it. I'm looking good. this lady, this girl, her name is Helena. She's from the Maasai tribe. The Maasai tribe is a very unique tribe. And tourists are coming from all over the world to watch the Maasai tribe and their culture. So her mom died when she was little. And when she was 10 years old, her dad sold her to be wife number 3 or 4 to another man. Just think about it. The first time I saw Helena, she was walking towards me. And she was scared. And if black people can turn gray, she was gray in her face. She was skinny. She lost her hope for any good future. But then some of her relatives kidnapped her and brought her to us and told us, take care of her. And we did. Because God has a good plan for each and every one. It doesn't matter where you are from, who gave birth to you. It doesn't matter about any circumstances you might have. God still knows about you. So today, she has two children now. And she is a pastor's wife. She married this guy close to me. And they have, listen. They are overseeing several churches with at least 2,000 members. Helena is her name. Little tiny Helena. But God's plans is always better than man's plans. Supernatural. Impossible became possible. And I know you're reading the book, Jeremiah 29:11. God says, I know the plans I have for you. God knows. I don't know my wife's plans for tomorrow. Maybe she wants to go shopping. Not tomorrow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes we don't know our own plans. And we plan, we should plan. But God knows the plans He has for you. So what kind of plans is it? Plans to prosper you. Prosper you. And I understand, I know that maybe some preachers have misused that word, prosperity, but it's still in the book. Whatever people are doing, it never changed the word of God. Whatever people are doing, never changed the will of God. Never. So God wants to prosper you. And if you don't want to be prosperous, I have to fish a little bit. I will take your part. Prosper. What does it mean? It doesn't mean I have 10, 15, 30 Mercedes-Benz and hundreds of houses. It could happen, but it doesn't mean that. It means that I have enough. Enough of everything. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not. Shall not. So God is a good God. Amen. I grew up in a Christian home. Nothing wrong about it. Actually, it's very good. But I got a wrong picture about God because I got the picture of God. You are not good. You are never good enough. You never read enough. Of course, you should read the Bible. Sometimes we read the Bible just because we want to please God. But you are not pleasing God about reading your Bible. Not at all. Some preachers came, I believe I was wrong, but that's a picture I got. Some preachers, you don't do anything, God is angry. I looked at him, God is a good God. He hates our sin, but He's a good God. For so loved, God loved the world, He gave the best. He gave His Son. Jesus Christ. He's a good God. He wants to prosper you. So Helena, she went through the valley. She's a woman today, two children, a pastor's wife, serving God. People thought that would never be possible. You see, when I was a child and teenager, went to school. I hated school. I hated school. I didn't like school. I didn't like the teachers either. Some of them I really hated. And of course, I regretted later in life because I did bad. So every year, they gave me the examiner's book about the marks. And there was a comment from the head teacher. And every year he wrote, if Egon want, he can do better. But Egon never wanted to do better. I promised my parents again and again and again and again. So I learned that lesson. God has plans, even if I don't like it. I mean, today we have four children in schools. I hated school. I didn't like the teachers. And honestly, some of our teachers I don't like even today. I have that feeling, God said, I'm prospering you on that part of your life you didn't like earlier. Four schools. Crazy. God, what is wrong with you? I only accept to have schools because we have Christian schools. It's amazing in Tanzania you are allowed to have Christian schools. We pray with the students. We teach them the word of God. We change their lives by the word of God. They become prosperous. Amen. I did one crusade some years ago, and there was a young lady. She came to testify. I didn't know her. And she was very demon-possessed, and now she was set free. And then she came over to me, asked, what's your name? Her name is Lakma, which is it's a Muslim name. And then they looked at me, you don't recognize me? I said, I can't recognize you. Then she said, I was child number two when you started your first school. But after some time, because we are Muslims, my dad took me out of the school. And from that time, everything went wrong in my life. Then I saw the announcement, you're coming to our village, having a crusade. I decided to come. And now I received Jesus, and I'm set free, and I'm prosperous. I told her, Sunday morning you have to be in our service. And Sunday morning we have rented a big auditorium. It was packed. I mean, in Africa, when it's packed, packed, packed. There was no room. Nowhere. There were people in the windows and in the doors and the aisles and everywhere. And there, row number two, there was Lakma. And I was teaching about the Holy Spirit and baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I said, lift your hands, all of you. I will pray a prayer over you and you will receive the Holy Spirit. There was Lakma. Suddenly she disappeared. She was down on the floor. Knocked out by the Holy Spirit. Praying in tongues. Prosperous. Prosperous. Change. When prosperity from God is coming into our life, we will be changed. Amen? Amen? Amen. And of course, I have to brag a little bit. A little bit. Just a little bit. Bragging about God. Some few years back, somebody in the U.S. gave me a brand new Toyota Land Cruiser. I got a check. For $80,000. And it was written for a new Land Cruiser. So I was here in the U.S. and I sent an email to Toyota Tanzania and asked for the price for a Toyota Land Cruiser, the best one, the best one. Please forgive me, but I said, God, with my age and with my hair, I think I deserve the best one. So I asked them, please give me the price for the best one without any taxes and custom duties. $107,000. I was shocked. So I thought he made a mistake. So I wrote them again. I said, without any taxes, without any custom duties. Because taxes in Tanzania on new cars is more than 100%. So they replied, it's $107,000 without any taxes and custom duties. But I ordered it. Because God is a good God. His plan for you and me to prosper us. I want to use it for crusades. So we applied the government for exemption. It took 3 months. My wife told me I can't pray anymore. Sometimes you've been praying, 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 the same thing, praying, 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 and nothing is happening. God is deaf and on a holiday or whatever, I don't know. Listen, because God is supernatural. God is not like human. It's not like people. The day the president of Tanzania announced to Tanzania revenue authorities, no exemption anymore to anyone. We were exempted. God is a good God. God is a good God. God is a wonderful God. Not to harm you. Something bad can happen to good people. But God will never hurt you. Never. Never. He will never harm you. Never, never, never. Because he's a loving God. So now, I picked up the Toyota Land Cruiser from Toyota. And I drove less than half a mile. And you know, we have a lot of police in Africa. And there were two guys on the road like this, stopping me. Over to the side. Commanding me out of the Land Cruiser, which they are not allowed to do. But I felt the Spirit, just obey. So we were standing on the side of the road in the city of Arusha. And then, you must have a lot of money since you have a Land Cruiser just like our president. So now you have to give us money. That's not a job. So I was arguing with them. I told them, I gave them the testimony. They didn't want to listen to it. And I could just leave. I could just leave. And I could go down to the police station and talk to the police chief because he is studying in our Bible school. But I didn't. Suddenly, I don't know where he came from. There was a guy between me and the two police officers. And he greeted me, Dr. Egan, praise the Lord. So I answered, amen. Then I looked at the two police officers and said, men of God, praise the Lord. They never answered. They looked down. And second time, they said, men of God, praise the Lord. They were looking down. And then he was gone. I never saw him arriving nor departing. I believe in the supernatural. I believe he was an angel. A black angel. Because we're in Africa. He will never harm you. He's a good God. He will never, ever harm you. He always have a way out of any circumstances. Plans to give you hope. So many people are losing their hope for the life and the future. But in God, we always have hope. Always. Plans to give you a future. Even if you are 80, you can have a future. Moses messed it up. He killed even two men. I mean, I can't kill a chicken. If they kill it for me and prepare it, I can eat it. But I can't kill it. I mean, as a young man, I tried to do it, but my goodness, I can't do it. Moses killed two men. And now he was out in the wilderness taking care of the sheep. Just think about it. Moses, you're a shepherd. We want green grass. But in the desert, there are no green grass. Because it's a desert. Oh, Moses, we want to have clean water. We are thirsty. But in the desert, there's no water. He was done. He was finished. He thought. But suddenly, one day, do you know God can come and surprise you? I'm telling you, be ready to be surprised by God. Because he wants to surprise his children. One day there was a bush burning, which happened because it hot in the wilderness. But there was a voice speaking to Moses from the bush. That's never happened. That voice was God. He gave him a new chance. Amen? God can give us a new chance. Even when we mess it up. Even when we do it wrong. He can give us. And he wants to give us a new chance. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So, I want to break a little bit. I would never have churches. I told people, for many, many years. I'm an evangelist. I don't want churches. Thank God for the pastors. They have a special gift to be shepherds for the flock. Might be different here because you are so good people, but I mean, if I should preach for you every Sunday morning, I would go crazy. As an evangelist, I move in on Tuesday, I move out on Monday, and I give all the struggle to the pastors. I would never have churches because I want to reach the world with the gospel. But today, within some few years, we have 65 churches. And right now we have 10 church plantings. Within a short time, I believe we have 100 churches. Next year, at the end of next year, I believe we will have 200 churches. It's just happening. It's just happening. You see, God is so awesome. You can be struggling with something and you don't want it, but then God is showing up and it's just happening. We have the Maasai tribe, Helena from the Maasai people, out there nowhere. We drove out there because there's a group of Maasai people got saved. There's even not a track. I mean, I can't find a place because there are no villages, because Maasai people live scattered all over. Matayo is his name. When he was a child, I don't know why, never figured out, his mom took him or took his feet and put them in the fire. He don't have any feet. He has some, I don't know what to call it. It's a miracle he can walk. It's a miracle he forgave his mom. Miracle. It's a miracle God called him to preach the gospel. And he went out there to his people, started their meetings under a tree. Many churches in Africa started under a tree to get some shadow. And now the tree became too small. And then he moved to a bigger tree. I've seen the trees. Then they build them some kind of mud, clay building, church building. It's too small. Hannah and I were there last year in June, I think. We had 1,000 Maasai people. 1,000. And I got so excited. And sometimes it's dangerous to get excited because then you say something you wouldn't say. I said, when you start to build a proper church building, we will support you. So, December, the first week of December last year, we have our graduation for our Bible school students, and Pastor Sam Carr from Shreveport, he was there, and then a youth choir from Pastor Matthias' church was there, and we told him the whole story. He went back home the first Sunday in Life United. He gave a report about the Maasai people. At the end of the service, a lady gave Pastor Sam $10,000 to the church building. Just like that. So, I mean, we got 10,000. What do you do? We have to start. Even I told them, when you begin, we will support. So for the 10,000, we just began to build a proper building. And then one morning, I have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I have to speak very fast because my heart is full. Our wonderful wife. I wake up first in the morning. Then I look at her. And then she wakes up. The first words out of her mouth is, "What time is it?" So I had to tell her the time. Then she picked up her iPhone. There was a message for one person in Shreveport. "How much money more do you need to finish the building of the church?" So I mentioned the number, 26,500, then we can finish the church building. Then the lady said, "Wednesday night I will put a check in the offering." Now the church is nearly finished. Only needs painting. In August, we have the grand opening. Out of one man, handicapped. God will never harm you. God will always give you hope. He will always give you a future. But it's not the end of the story because you can't end the story. Now that church planted another church 7 miles from the trees. Just recently. And now they have 80 members. And somebody over there gave them a piece of land. So now they want to build a church too. God is a supernatural God. If you try to figure God out, you can't. You can't. That's impossible. So, I will never have churches. I will have churches. Be careful what you're saying. I've been invited to Pakistan for at least 30 years. Every invitation I turned down. No, 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 no. Even my wife told me, you are not going to Pakistan. You are not going to Pakistan. And when your wife tells you you are not going, you don't go. Because if you go, you are in trouble. But 2 years ago, I went. She approved it. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have any hope for any future. I went to a city called Quetta. It's not far from the border to Afghanistan. One of the worst places in Pakistan. It's a Muslim nation. But it's amazing. When you apply for a tourist visa, and then the local pastor there applying for a permit, another visa. So you're allowed to preach. It's a Muslim nation. And 45% of the population in Quetta, they are Taliban Muslims. So I was shocked. They gave me protection. 10 guys with AK-47. I couldn't decide in which hotel to stay. They decided. And there were guards all 24-7, even outside my door, in my room. But I just checked into my room and my phone was ringing and they said, they called me, Pastor, Pastor, sorry, this is a reception. I thought maybe something is wrong, but nothing was wrong. They said, Pastor, we have some here in the reception. We need prayers. Can we come to your room? Wow. I thought maybe it's a trap. So I prepared myself, but it wasn't. They needed prayers. Every day when I went down the stairs in the lobby, when they saw me, Pastor, pray for me. Loud, loud. Not like in Europe. Pastor, could we go behind the curtain somewhere and you could pray for me? No, no. Pastor, pray for me. That's amazing, amazing, amazing. I could tell you testimonies the whole night, but I'm not going to do that. So now I finished the ministry, and it was awesome. More than 3,000 people got saved. More than 3,000 people got saved. Because God has plans. Good plans. So now I was leaving. They took me to the airport, and they were not allowed inside the airport. But from the guard, and all the way through, I had to pray for people. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was the guards, the soldiers, the immigration officers, the cleaners, the custom officers. And they took me into a room where I was sitting. And then they came and came. Sorry, Pastor, pray for me too. And finally, the big chief, police chief, running the airport came and said, can I sit together with you? Can you pray for me? The last guy I prayed for was the guy taking me to the door of the aircraft. He took my carry-on and said, please, could you give me my carry-on? I said, no, no, no. You have to pray for me first. In the door to the aircraft. God has plans. For me, it was supernatural. Not normal. Abnormal. Absolutely. In a nation which is Muslim. So last year, I have to do that short. I want to show you a picture. Then I will explain. Number six. Oh, it's there. Oh, my goodness. Look at me. I'm in the middle. Don't get confused. there's a church building behind the blue gate. We drove from the big city where I was staying, and suddenly I recognized the security wasn't together with me. I had two security guards, cars. They left me. So I asked my driver what happened, and he wouldn't answer me. But actually what happened, they told my people, if you're going to that place, we are not following you. It's too dangerous for us. So now the evening was over. It was a wonderful evening. I left that gate and there were two guys. Not my security crew. It was Taliban. I don't know what they wanted. I don't know. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I mean, I should be scared, but I wasn't. I mean, when I think about it, I should have been scared. But in the moment, God is in the moment. I wasn't scared. So I went over to them and I smiled as good as I could. And I greeted them. And then one of the guys said, my driver said, can I take a picture? And I answered before they answered, yes, take a picture. So they took the picture. And then my driver took me in my arm. And he pushed me in the car. And he took off. He was driving so fast, so even I was scared. God has a plan. God has a plan. It's a good plan. Hope and future. He will never harm you. He will never harm you because he's a good God. So, South Sudan. I mean, for years my wife told me, we are called to Tanzania. Don't go anywhere. You did. Say, please, loud. You did.
I did, and it's my still my
opinion. My wife, she didn't want me to go anywhere else. And we still live in Tanzania. We're not moving anywhere else. But the last 4 or 5 years, something happened to the old man. The man is over there. The old man is over there. The young man is here. But something happened to me. Something happened to me. 2021, in New Orleans, I mentioned last year, I got very ill. I nearly died. Long story short. Oh my goodness. But one of my pastor friends, he came every day and prayed for me. One day, he put his head down to my ear. And then it prophesied. And I'm very careful when people are prophesying over me. I have filters. And we should have filters. But what it prophesied is happening. More nations. More nations. More nations. So I've been to South Sudan 5 times. I'm going again. Sudan has been in wars for more than 50 years. South Sudan, 10 years ago, one tribe killed another tribe. Within a three-year period, they killed 400,000 people. All of the people have been in wars, bloodshed. So there's a place called Awil. I just want to show you a video. The quality is not good. But when it's too long, we'll stop it. But it's video number 2. And if you're not saved, you can pray together with me. And you get saved.
Hallelujah. Let the devil hear it. You praise
Jesus.
You your salvation. Shout
of
joy.
Let the devil know you belong to God. Shout! That crowd. Don't ask me how many tens of thousands of people. I don't know. God has a plan for each and every one. There's no 5-star hotel. There's no 4-star hotel. There's no 3-star hotel. There's no 2-star hotel. There's no 1-star hotel. There might be a 0-star hotel, which is the best hotel. But I love this. And it's hot. It's like a desert. When I was preaching in the afternoon, early evening, 44 degrees Celsius. I don't know in Fahrenheit. 110. Hot. 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 No tarmac roads. None. No electricity. None. The first time I came to that place, I didn't know. But the neighboring village, there was a Christian lady, but she was crippled. She wanted to come to the crusade, but she didn't have money. If they would tell me, I would pay the ticket for her. But I didn't know. So one day, she told her friends, bring me to my church, to her church. So they brought her to the church, put her on the platform. And then she was watching the left arm. Then she said, God, I know the white man is preaching now. A little bit later. God, I know he is praying for people to get saved. A little bit later. God, now I know he is praying for the sick people. And now I believe as you are healing people over there, you will heal me right here. Instantly, she got healed. Because God is a good God. And sometimes it just hit me so hard. Thinking, if I wouldn't go, would she be healed? A scary thought. Therefore, it's very important I listen to his voice, his guidance, so I do the right thing. Amen? Amen? God will never fail you. God can't fail you. God is always close to you. Sometimes we don't have that feeling God is close to us, but he's still close to us. Absolutely. I mean, God is like my wife. I can sit concentrating on my laptop, and I'm not good on my laptop. I mean, I don't face the room, I face the window. I'm working. And then she is coming quietly, standing behind me. I don't see her, I don't hear her. Suddenly I have a feeling she's there. I look behind me, there she is. Just like God. He is always there. You might not see him, you might not hear him, but he's there. He's very close to you. Even tonight, he is very close to you. He will never leave you. He will never fail you. He will always bless you. Oh, do you want a blessing? Do you want a blessing? What kind of blessings? I want my cup to overflow. I mean, my time is over, but I have to give you another testimony. The Maasai tribe. One of the elderly Maasai warriors came into Arusha and went into a tea shop, a coffee shop, ordered a cup of tea. And then he gave him a cup with a saucer. And that's not quite normal, but they did. And the young server filled his cup nearly to the top. But the Maasai warrior, he wasn't satisfied. He said, young man, if I'm going to pay for the tea, fill my cup. So he filled it to the brim and then he stopped. But the Maasai warrior wasn't satisfied. He said, young man, I'm not going to pay anything for the tea. The young man said, the cup is full to the brim. What do you want me to do? He said, why did you bring me a saucer? Fill my cup so it's overflowing. So the young guy, he was shaking, but he filled more tea in his cup and it was overflowing. And the old Maasai warrior, he was only satisfied when the saucer was overflowing as well. That's how we should be. We want everything of God. Everything from God. Not satisfied before it's overflowing. And he wants it to overflow in your life. Feel it or not feel it, he wants to bless you. He wants to keep you. Oh, yeah. Many people, many Christians think I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough either. None of us is good enough. But we are keepers. You are a keeper. He don't want to let you go. He keeps you all of your days, whatever you are doing. Finally. No, there's no final. That's no final. I want to show you one more short video. The blind man. Number three. I like to dance.
Amen.
When I grew up as a child, I was not allowed to dance. I was not allowed to go to the cinema. I was not allowed, but now I'm dancing. Why? Because this gentleman, he was blind and got healed. Totally healed. So I'm dancing. Why shouldn't we be this? Huh? Why shouldn't we be excited? Huh? When you get crawfish, you are excited. Or mud bugs. Excited. But when God is moving, doing something, we should be excited. We should be excited. I mean, you have football in the U.S. You call it football, but to me it's not football. You're using your hands. In football, you are not allowed to use your hands. You use your foot. And if you use your hands, that's no good. So I like soccer. I mean, it rarely happens, but sometimes it happens. I can watch a soccer game. I like British Premier League. And my son, Ruben, he choose Liverpool, and I choose Chelsea. And now Liverpool and Chelsea are playing each other. And Chelsea is not doing too good. And I find myself, I'm caught up. I said, God, please help them. Help them. Help them to score. Help them to win over Liverpool. Oh, Lord, help them. I don't know if God is on the side of Liverpool or Chelsea. I don't know. But it's just when you get excited, you are caught up in the excitement. We should be caught up in the excitement that God is a good God. His storehouse is full of blessings and good things. David, he was a shepherd boy, but he became a king. Ruth, she was a poor field worker, ended up owning the field. Mordecai, he was sitting outside the palace, ended up in the palace. Do you like to end up in the palace? Yeah? Job. I mean, he lost everything. I don't want to go through what he went through, but I want to have what he got. I mean, in the beginning, he had a lot. He was very blessed. He was very rich. And he lost everything. But then God rewarded him double. God is not a respecter of men. So if God blessed Job double, he can bless me triple. And he won't. He won't. No. I can't continue.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, I want to continue, but I can't continue.
Oh, yes, sir.
there's no end because God is so good. But I have to finish with this, you know. Well, I finished 7 times. So, one time I was praying. I was studying. Jesus was crucified together with 2 criminals. Jesus wasn't a criminal. He was crucified because of my sin and your sin. One of the criminals mocked Jesus. The other one said a short prayer. Lord, remember me. Remember me. Then Jesus answered. And I think it's unfair. I'm not finished yet, so don't judge me. Then Jesus said, no. But today, you shall be with me in paradise. I think that's unfair. I mean, I'm not being perfect. But since I got saved as a teenager, I've been loving God. I've been serving God. We have been in Africa for 51 years. And then this guy, bad man, criminal, today, you'll be with me in paradise. I mean, at least if it was me, I would put him a hold a little bit to feel the heat because of the terrible life and whatever he did to be judged by the court system and the law to die on a cross. But Jesus didn't. He had looked at him. And my interpretation is that Jesus would never be able just to remember him in his paradise. That would be hell. So today, because you asked me, you will be together with me in paradise. And if Jesus could bless this criminal, why shouldn't he bless you and me? I'm not a criminal. I've never been a criminal. I mean, I break some laws sometimes, driving too fast. But all of you are driving too fast in the U.S. You're driving faster than me. I'm keeping the speed limit, but every car, and everybody's looking at me, oh, man. Then I hit the pedal. No, I haven't got any fines. In Africa, I do. Because if they decide to give you a fine, they give you a fine, even if you don't have done anything wrong. That's how it is in Africa. So, I'm not perfect. I try to do better. I crucify myself sometimes. But why should I crucify myself? He was crucified for me. I try to punish myself sometimes. But why should I punish myself? Because he was punished for me. Today. Jesus is of today. Changes are beginning today. Blessings are beginning today. Hope is beginning today. Prosperity is beginning today. Future is beginning today. Everything about God, which is impossible for man, is possible for God today. I don't believe I am going to paradise today. I'm not willing to die today. But I'm coming. I'm on the way. But on the way, I want him to bless me even more. Why? So I can bless people even more. Egon, stop. But I'm not coming again next week, so. Next year. One time a young guy from Denmark visited us. Long story short. He grew up in the Lutheran church. I asked him in Denmark if he was born again. He said, yes. Then he came. Went out to a tribe. They killed a lot of people. And I joined the school teacher in the school, and I was teaching the kids the gospel. And he was outside. And when he came in, I mean, he was white, but he was even more white. He was shocked Because two neighboring tribes decided it's enough with all the killing. So now they declared a war. So they killed each other. I mean, people were killed. They burned down their huts and we had to flee. So we went into another tribe Sunday afternoon. I had a church service. It wasn't planned. But I had a church service. In Africa, it's wonderful. Here's no windows, but in Africa, open windows. So you put up the volume of the speakers and you start to worship God. Half an hour later, the church is packed. And it was me, white man, and this guy. He was down there to my right hand, close to a lady. And the move of the Holy Spirit was so strong. Everybody was worshiping very loud. Suddenly he came up to me and screamed in my ear, "Egon, this lady, African lady, she's speaking Danish." I thought something is crazy in his brain. Because I know that lady. She speaks her mother tongue. It's a tribal language, Kenya Tulu, and Kiswahili national language. She don't understand a single word in Danish. So I was, and he recognized I wouldn't believe it. And he said, "I heard it." Then I said, "If you heard it, you better go down and listen again. There's only two Danes, me and you." He went down. The lady was like this, closed her eyes, and she was praying in tongues in Danish. She don't understand a single word in Danish. God has a plan for this young guy. He needed the supernatural to happen. She spoke perfect Danish without knowing it. When the service was over, he jumped in my car and he said, "You asked me in Denmark if I was born again." And I answered, "Yes, because I believed I was born again." But, and he looked at me and said, "Don't doubt it anymore. From this moment, I'm born again." And Alton today is a born again Christian. God is supernatural God. And it works in the supernatural. Amen. Please, would you stand to your feet? I want to bless you. I'm not going to pray for you. I want to bless you by words. I believe there's life and even death, blessings and curses in our mouth. I want to bless you, your life. I want you to have a blessed life more than ever before. I want you to have a blessed marriage. Maybe you have been struggling in your marriage. But when God's blessing is coming, the struggle is over. I want your kids to be blessed. Maybe you have some kids that ran away from God. But the blessing will bring them back. I want to bless your kids. I want to bless your work, your business, whatever you're doing. I want to bless your life. I want to bless you so you'll be prosperous. Prosperous, even so much, so neighbors, friends are asking you, "What happened to you?" Yeah. I'm blessed. Amen. I want to bless your health. I want you to be healthy. By His stripes we are healed. Yeah. Blessings brings healing to your body, right, to your mind, yeah, to your soul. Amen. God's blessing will protect you from all evil. I want your cup to overflow with goodness. I want Him to bless you so your table is overflowing with mud bugs and all the good stuff in front of your enemies, so they will envy you and ask you, "How comes you are so blessed?" I want you to be blessed in areas where you couldn't believe you could be blessed. Blessings from heaven, from the hand of Jesus, will change everything in your life. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.